Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
In her excellent book, What Happens When We Pray for Our Families, Evelyn Christensen shares this. In all families, there are times when a few individuals or even all family members squabble and have misunderstandings, ripping holes in the undergirding fabric which has been woven by prayer. Some holes are easily patched and hardly affect the strength of the network at all. In some cases, squabbles rip huge gaps in the prayer fabric, causing a serious disruption in the flow of family prayers, or even a ceasing of praying altogether. But again, it is the threads of prayer that can mend the snags and gaping holes in family relationships. During the Depression of the 1930s, I used to watch my mother darn socks. She would take one strand of darning thread and painstakingly weave it back and forth until what was a hole was stronger than the original sock. That's how prayer mends a family's rips and holes. Sometimes the weaving accomplishes its purpose quickly, but sometimes it takes faithful weaving for years before the rift is mended. Much mending prayer is done in weeping and even agonizing of spirit. But stitch by stitch, God takes His holy hand and pulls those threads of prayer in place, supernaturally mending those hurtful holes. When your family goes through these relational difficulties, these rips and tears, the Bible still assures you that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 46:1. The Lord is the one who restores. Psalm 23:3. And comforts. 2 Corinthians 1:4. And keeps you in peace in your household. Philippians 4:6-7. My friend, if you are currently going through difficulties like these, I'm so sorry. I sympathize with you. I'd like to invite you to pray with me. Lord, I praise and worship you. You are the King of my heart. You know my family's relationship issues. You know me better than anyone. And you know how much this affects me. I cry out to you and ask for grace for my family, grace for my loved ones. Lord, rise up from your throne like a valiant hero and fight for me in this situation. I pray that peace and forgiveness would reign in my home again. In Jesus' powerful name, amen.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.